Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. The award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. With powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management, Constant Contact helps the small stand tall. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 504, an excerpt from the book The Kindness Diaries by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, the host of the show where I find the best blogs on the web and simply read them to you every single day of the week, although sometimes I like to read from books too. But this whole week is a special celebration for the 500th episode, and I've been having some authors narrate their own content for us. It's a nice break for me. And one that I'm super excited about is today's guest, Leon Logothetis. A listener recommended that I check him out, and I did. I watched his series on Netflix. It's called The Kindness Diaries. It's streaming now, and it's excellent. I think we could all use content like that in our lives. So after I saw that and found his blog, I had to reach out to him, and he was kind enough to let me narrate his content on this show. Then when I asked him if he'd narrate either his blog or from his book, he took the time and went out of his way to record this just for us, so clearly he's a kind man, and if you've watched The Kindness Diaries on Netflix, then you already knew that. Anyway, I don't want to make this intro too long, so without further ado, let's hear from Leon Logothetis himself as we optimize your life.
Act as if what you do makes a difference. It does. William James. I wasn't sure if it was the screaming that woke me up, or the rather large man standing above me, but either way, I was awake. In that moment, I realized my decision to sleep on the mean streets of Pittsburgh might not have been the wisest. But often my worst decisions had led to my greatest experiences. It was by saying yes to adventures, especially the crazy ones, that I found myself in those blood-pumping, soul-expanding moments of life. I looked around the dirty, gum-stained sidewalk on which I had been invited to sleep. Tony, my new friend and host, was also now awake, as Richard, the man pacing between our makeshift beds, yelled at no one in particular, "I don't feel safe here." I had just arrived in Pittsburgh that afternoon. I had nothing in my pocket and was relying solely on the kindness of strangers for food, shelter, and gas to make it across the world. That's right, the world. After looking for a place to stay all day, I had headed over to a local park, the kind where old men play chess while younger men deal drugs. But Tony was neither. He was just a good man who had fallen on hard times. When I asked him if I could stay with him that night, he had responded with a sad smile. "You could, if I wasn't homeless." And that's how I woke up from sleeping on the streets, in the rain, with a man standing above my head, screaming that he didn't feel safe. He wasn't alone. I pulled up my ratty blanket to fight the chill, cold and tired, and, well, let's face it, a little more than mildly scared. You might as well have frozen a camera on my face and heard my inner voice scream, "Why on earth am I doing this?" Which I must admit wasn't a bad question. The truth was, I was having an existential crisis. It wasn't my first. In fact, it wasn't even my second. I tend to get existential crises as often as other people file their taxes. About once a year, I seem to be struck with the feeling that, though life might look rosy on the outside, health, wealth, and friends, things were feeling pretty murky within. It's been a few years now since I suffered the big kahuna of existential crises. You see, I used to be someone else. I was living in London, working as a successful broker in a family-run business. I was completely uninspired, deeply depressed, and however hard it is to admit, at my darkest times, suicidal. I had little hope for myself, and even less for the world I called home. Then it happened. I stumbled across the film The Motorcycle Diaries, which chronicled the inspirational journey of Che Guevara as he crossed South America relying solely on the kindness of strangers. His story lit up my mundane existence. Here was a romanticized version of the legendary revolutionary connecting with people, living, exploring. I wasn't quite ready to overthrow the Cuban government, but I did want to start a revolution of sorts. I wanted to revolt against the predetermined structure of my own life. In Che, I saw a man who was living his dream, a fully realized, absolutely free human being, someone I wished to be. In the moments after the credits of the film had rolled into the ether, I knew something inside me had irrevocably changed. Che was my proof that there was more to this little trip on planet Earth. Much more. Over the next few weeks, I found the courage to rise from my slumber. I gave up my comfortable life to travel the world. The apex of those travels was walking across America with only $5 in my pocket, and the generosity of strangers making up for the rest. This ultimately led to my first TV show and book, Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. I left the cold, dreary streets of London and moved to Los Angeles, the city of dreams. And to a certain extent, I was living my dream. Or at least more than I had before. I had a lovely girlfriend, Lena, a very friendly dog, Winston, and a job that most days kept me busy. I thought my existential crisis had been resolved, but maybe it had only taken on a different face. Though I had gone out into the world, changed my life, and brought back some stories, there was still something within me that felt trapped. I felt like I was waking up every morning to live someone else's life, to do someone else's job. I was once again wearing an old, familiar mask. I had a collection of those masks, we all do. Whether you're a young mother in a Belizean jungle or a businessman on the streets of Manhattan, we each have some preconceived notion about what kind of life we think we're supposed to live, and then we become trapped in that perception. We give up on a childhood dream, or we exchange it for something that feels safer, more grown up. I was no different. But even after I shook off that first mask in London, the mask of playing it safe, and made my way across America on $5 a day, I learned that there were still many masks hiding beneath. And then one afternoon, I found myself walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and my whole life changed again.
You just listened to an excerpt from the book The Kindness Diaries by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And that's not his only book. He has another called Live, Love, Explore. He generously donated 25 copies for me to give away to random people on my mailing list at oldpodcast.com. So I've been doing that. But I'm excited to check out The Kindness Diaries book now too, especially because I watched The Kindness Diaries series on Netflix and it's great. It's positive, uplifting. It'll leave you in a good place. So definitely check that out. It's streaming on Netflix. And it's Friday. I'm going to keep this ending nice and short for you today. Have a happy Friday. And thank you for listening. We still have more guest narrators coming up right here through this weekend, so stay tuned for that in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.